mesh design is a little confusing. But I'm going to say it to you outside first. It won't be confusing at all. Okay? There's two separate sets of moving parts. There's a three-way machlokas over musaf. If musaf is something that's only for a tzibur or even for a yachid, that's one question. Do you need, is musaf something that even a yachid can say? Since the musaf is really a korban tzibur, does it need the you need to do it in a minyan, right? And there'll be a third opinion, which is okay, but that's one moving part. And there's a second moving part, which is actually what Rav Elazar ben Azariah said. Okay, so now you're going to see the pieces. First, the Stam Tanakhama says Rav Elazar ben Azariah said, "Ein tilas musafin el bechever ir." You don't have a musaf except in a minyan. No minyan, no musaf. Okay, like kedusha and so. I mean, for different reasons, but that's the idea. Okay, so, and I guess honestly, in kedusha, you know, the halakas aren't the same, but of course, you daven b'yechidus, just don't say kedusha, you missed out. Okay, too bad. Okay? So that's Rav Elazar ben Azariah. And the Chacham Omrim, they argue, they say, b'chever ir, or shlo b'chever ir. Whether you have a chever ir, literally means like a group of the city. It means a minion, okay? I think in those days, probably there's mostly just, most, many towns were just like one minion per town, and that was like, whatever it is. The chever ir means a minion. Ushlo b'chever ir, even if not with the minion, even if you're davening by yourself, you have to say musaf. So far, everything's crystal clear. Here's the confusing part. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishmo, Rabbi Yehuda said in his name, the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, right? Kol makom shiesh chever ir, if you're living in a town that there is a minyan, hayachid patma tefilas musafin, then the yachid doesn't have to say it or can't say it, shouldn't say it, doesn't say it, because the minyan will say it. The main shul minyan will say it. The difference between the first opinion and third opinion, two versions of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, is if a yachid has to say it or should say it or could say it, if there's a minyan anyways. So you hear, so again, according to Tanakhama, the first version of Elazar ben Azariah, only it's forbidden for a yachid to say it, period. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, a yachid has to say it if the tzibur isn't poter him. Again, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, this third opinion, said that he says that the din is kol makom sheyesh chever ir, if there's a minyan in town, the yachid is pater from tefilas musafin, and the yachid doesn't daven. So if there is a minyan, the yachid doesn't daven, but if there isn't a minyan, you're out camping, then you would daven musaf. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is saying, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Stam version in the beginning, was saying, no, musaf is a tziburi activity and the yachid just doesn't have anything to do with it.